You know, let me say it real quick. When Mom passed away, one of the things that Mom wanted was for Melissa to do her hair. And that was not easy for Melissa to do. Let me just tell you that. But she made Mom look beautiful in that casket. And I'll never forget. People, but the people we have a lot of things. They offer a lot. There's a lot of life-changing things going on in our church. People are being saved. People's lives are being changed. People are turning their lives around. People on addiction are getting well. And it's simply because we believe in the power of Jesus Christ and preach that in this church. Yeah. All right, Larry, here we go. Now, obviously, this is all about moms today. I use these verses every year. And a lot of times, I even use these verses when I'm doing a funeral of a Christian mom. I have said this from the very first Mother's Day sermon that I did here 29 years ago. The most influence on this planet is that of a mom. I believe that. I believe that moms are special people. They're not perfect people. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But they are special people. You're the only people that can bring other people into the world. Oh, you're special. You know, it was a woman who brought the Son of God into this world. Give moms a hand of applause. Now, this is going to describe a godly woman, godly mom. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. When she talks, you should listen. Now, I know. Believe me, when my mom talked, I had to listen. And sometimes what she said didn't make a whole lot of sense until I got older. I've said this many times. From the time that I was 15 until I was 25, I had the dumbest set of parents that was on this planet. I mean dumb, with a capital D. Somehow or another, when I turned 25, they become the smartest people on the planet. Now, I don't know exactly why, except finally, I begin to understand that maybe I don't know everything. And moms, dads, parents, they've made mistakes. They've lived their lives. They've felt pain. They know what it is to make mistakes. And all they want to do is to try to help you not make those kind of mistakes. Now, I realize once your child gets to be an adult, then sort of they're an adult. They may not act like an adult, but age-wise, supposedly, they're adults. Understand, folks, moms never forget this. Have the Christian heart. Be full of wisdom, and to know that when your mouth opens, there is kindness. That doesn't mean you can't be strict. Doesn't mean that what you say is what you mean. But understand, kindness is in the heart of a Christian mom. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Now, I want to tell you, man's favorite thing to do is to sit in a recliner. Come on, guys, talk to me. Favorite thing. I'm in my recliner a lot. Maybe as much as on a weekly basis, maybe as much as maybe 7 or 8 hours. Matter of fact, I even sleep in a recliner because I haven't hooked up to dialysis at night. My recliner is my friend. My wife gets in her recliner for 3 minutes a week. And when she does, she has the nerve to go right fast to sleep as soon as she gets in. Now, why is that? It's because women work hard. Moms work harder. sleep a little bit. Does that sound good? Huh? Let them rest. I got some advice for you. The more rest they get, the kinder they are. Men say amen. There you go. There you go. And that advice is free. All right, here we go. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he shall praise her. Many daughters or many women have done virtuously. In other words, have done well. But thou exceedest them all. There are a lot more people who have done a lot more in life than what my mother did. My mother never made much money. My mother never even finished high school. But when I was going through seminary and going through school, high school, college, if it hadn't been for my mother, who had an 11th grade education, I'd have never passed. I'm just telling you, that's just the truth. You understand that? Because there wasn't a paper that I turned in that my mother didn't look at. And I'll tell you something else that my mother had that I don't have. Penmanship. You know, we don't have the art of penmanship anymore. Do you know that? Because we type. Or we hit on a phone. Yeah. People today, you see me sign my name before, haven't you? Now, here's when you can tell if you get a letter from me, whether Alice sent it or whether I sent it. If you can read the signature, my secretary, wonderful lady, sent you the letter. She signed my name to it. I know what was in the letter, but you know you can read it. When I sign something, you look at baptismal certificates. You look at all these certificates. When I sign it, you can't read it. My mother had beautiful penmanship. Loved it. I've got some things saved back where she had sent me in her handwriting. And that was beautiful. Now you say, well, what's the deal? Here's what I'm saying. It's amazing. It's amazing what talent moms can have, whether they're highly educated, not educated at all, whether they're young, whether they're old, whether they're now grandparents, or whether they're great-grandparents. Let me tell you something, folks. When a mom gives advice, you need to listen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, here we go. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, Monica and I like on occasions to get out our wedding pictures. We've been married 38. Give me a hand of applause, guys. Come on, that's right. That's right. And I know y'all think she mouthed that, but she did not. I know how long I've been married. I've counted the days. Alright? Now, we go back and we'll take a look at these wedding pictures. And you know, we were young. We were both 21. And you know, we were good looking. We're trying to be deceitful. I mean, I did. I weighed 225 pounds, 6'1". I was a man. Had hair way over my ears. I mean, it was the style of the day. Didn't have no gray hair because I didn't have any children. I'm just, yeah, you can say thank you, Daddy. You're welcome. That's right, I do have a birthday this week, that's right. Oh, man. Hey, I'm just thankful to be alive. That's what I'm thankful. Give the Lord a hand of applause. But you know, folks, when you're with a godly woman, my wife is actually prettier today than then. She's older, got a few wrinkles here and there, but I'm married now to a much better godly woman than I was 38 years ago, and I promise you, she's married to a much better godly man than I was 38 years ago. Because let me tell you something. Here's what this verse is saying. You need to get deep. You find a woman's got a good heart, baby, that's where it's at. All right, have a problem. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, let me tell you something. Don't go this day without making sure your mom is thankful. She's not perfect. And none of you are perfect. And if your mom's not here, I promise you, she's not perfect. We're not talking about perfect moms. They got tempers. They say things. They do things. But I've always said this, folks. You only have one mom. Make sure you give her grace today. Now, let me tell you something. Grandmas are pretty special people, too.
Amen.
Without the grandmothers of this world, I don't know where these kids would be today. And then we'll go one more step farther, because it even goes on even farther. Great grandparents. We can't do. This is the legends of momhood is in the grandparents and the great grandparents. They lived in a day and age where it's different than the day and age we live in. They've seen it all. They've seen it all. Understand one thing. In the grace today, make sure you show your mom some wonderful grace. Now, I've had several people to ask me to tell this story again. Because it touched their lives. So I chose this moment to tell it. A day or two before mom passed away, she and I were having a conversation. And I was just pouring my heart out to her. And I said, Mom, I'm thinking about retirement. I said, I'll soon be there 30 years. I can't do the things I used to do. I said, I don't have the stamina that I used to have. I said, maybe it's time to turn it over to a younger person. And Mom said, well, you do what you want to do. But she said, Roger, you think about it. She said, really, son, you're pretty useless. She said, I don't know what you can do. Your father was a wonderful electrician. Your father-in-law could do anything, work on cars, fix cars. You know, I don't know of anything at all that you can do. I mean, you're just sort of useless, son. And that's a shame. But she said, the one thing that you do, the one thing that you do, you are the best. She said, if you want to retire, that's your choice. But she said, if you want to be happy until the Lord calls you, you do what you're supposed to do. Keep doing it. When the time comes that you can't do it anymore, then maybe that's the time to retire. He said, if you can stand, if you can speak, if you've got a halfway mind about you, don't stop preaching the gospel. Yesterday, I was at the graveside. I talked to Mom and Dad. I said, well, Mom, I'm still standing and I'm still preaching. I don't know for how long. Because I really truly believe the trumpet's in the hand of the Lord. But I said, we're all going on. Church is doing good. I said, we all miss you. And miss you too. But we love the Lord. The Hodge family still stands. We stand by the grace of God. Talk about how strong I am and how strong you are. If you're able to walk in here, whether you're on a walker, whether you're in a wheelchair, or whether you're on a cane, or you're on your own 2 feet, you're here today by the grace of God. Father, your amazing grace today. Your spirit is in this place. Father, we have seen lives change in this little church. Father, we're not going to stop until more lives are changed. Father, this is the time for Christian people to get serious. Jesus is coming. And he's coming after people who are serious about loving him and worshiping him and serving him. Are you serious today? Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, touch this invitation. We're going to give you the thanks for it. To those who would come to praise your name. Whether you need a quiet time to talk or you want to come and let me pray with you, the choice is yours. But would you come in the name of Jesus? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.